Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to the CMI School of Christ. And we're going to continue with our class, Ministry in the Period of Christ. And I'd just like to talk about, during this class, the light of the testimony. In our last class, we really looked at the passage in Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Where I'll just read a little bit of it, where Jesus was saying, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light." And I wanted to talk a little bit more about that light that they actually see, that those who come in. Well, actually, I wanted to talk about no man, when he hath lighted a candlestick. You know, and putting the candlestick or the candle on the candlestick. So I wanted to talk about the candle. And I'm actually distinguishing the difference between the candle and the light. And you'll pick up on it here in a little bit. The same account is recorded in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 19. And just to say this, we, us believers, we have an old covenant mentality. We do. The old covenant, once again, was from afar, from without, on the outside, from afar. All right. We have not been birthed into an old covenant. We've been birthed into the new covenant, which is Christ Himself, from within. Near, nigh, even within, even in our soul, okay? And I just want to make that distinction, and you'll kind of see why here in a little bit. Let me go ahead and just read Matthew chapter 5. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Well, during that time that Jesus is speaking about this, he's using salt as an example. And their salt during that time, I've read several different commentaries, is different than our salt. Their salt had different things mixed in with it, so it could actually lose the saltiness of it, versus where our salt nowadays, it's pretty much salty and remains salty. But I just wanted us to look at this. You know, if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted again? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot for men. And that's what they would do when the salt lost saltiness. They would actually throw it into the road, you know, because those compounds, those other chemicals that the salt had within it were... actually, you couldn't do anything else with it, so they used it on the roads, okay? After he says that, this is verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world." So now he's speaking, "Ye are the light of the world." Well, that should get your attention, and hopefully you're not thinking, "Oh yes, I am the light of the world," because no, you are actually not the light. Christ is the light, and we're going to be looking at that in just a couple verses here in a second. But Jesus says it, "Ye are the light of the world." Then he says this, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. A city, okay? Also comparing it with a city. What I was looking at when he said a city on a hill that is set on a hill cannot be hid, this is exactly what I was thinking of. Now we know that Christ is the light. Christ is also the light of his city, of his church. I wanted us to look at Revelation chapter 21. Your heart may have already gone there, but let's look at it. This is verse 23 through verse 24, chapter 21. "And the city had no need of the sun," natural sun, "neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. The glory of God. Then it goes on to say, "And the Lamb is the light thereof." The glory of God is found in the face of Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God. The Lamb is the light thereof. Where do you find the Lamb? Where the glory is. Where do you find the glory? In the face of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the city. Okay, verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. There we go. Walking in the light. Walking in the Lamb's light. Walking in the glory of the Lord. Walking in the light of the Lamb. Walking in the countenance of the Lamb. Walking in the countenance of Christ. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Okay? Just wanted to make that really clear. The glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Right? It's going to make a little bit more sense here in a second. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men, here's the passage like Luke 11, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And we looked at that last week. Not only is the light there to be seen of those coming into the house, but as well for those who are in the house. The very first thing they are to see when they come into the house is the light of the house. The Lamb's light found in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory of God. Okay? Verse 16, let your light so shine before men. Okay, here we go. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Think not that I am come to this. Okay, hold on right there. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men. And I know we've heard the song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine and shine and shine. Remember, we have not been brought into an old covenant relationship. We've been brought into the new covenant relationship. The old covenant is something that is seen from without. Okay, Moses came down the mountain. Hey, he had the glory of God shining on his face. A glory that was fading. The glory of God in you, if you are born again, fadeth not, but remaineth. We looked at it in previous classes in Corinthians, where I think it was Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And the Apostle Paul, he is comparing the glory of the Old Covenant versus the glory of the New, and saying basically there is no comparison, comparing it to the glory that remaineth. It's like if the Old Covenant actually didn't have a glory at all. It just testified of the glory that has come in the person of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, as I stated earlier, we have an old covenant mentality. We want to see people shine. We want to be able to walk up to somebody and see something glowing on their skin. Brother and sister, that is an old covenant glory. We want to try to reverse the relationship that we've been brought into. Right? New covenant, the glory is in you. Remember Christ in you, what Paul was declaring. Christ in you, the expectation of all that those in the old covenant sought for, looked for, had their expectation to behold, is now the glory of God which is in you. Christ in you, the hope of their expectation of glory, is now in you. The glory in you, who is Christ. That is a glory that cannot be seen with the natural eye, but can only be revealed of the Spirit. When? How? Whenever our hearts turn unto the Lord, the veil is removed, and with an unveiled face, we behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's when. That's when we behold the glory. No other way. Okay, going on. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'll be speaking in a second about your light and how that light shines. All right. Verse 17. He equates all this passage. Verse 17. It goes on. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And then he goes on. He's equating the light shining with the law and the prophets. And I don't know where your heart's going or your thoughts are going, but I know where my heart and my thoughts went when I read that. And we'll read those verses in a second. Okay, now 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. This is Peter speaking. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses. Okay, he's going to speak about the transfiguration. At that moment, the new covenant was with them, not yet in them, for they were not yet born again. The way had not yet been made. Christ in the cross, Christ crucified, all right? This is there in one place, Jesus is in another place. Okay. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. There you go, the transfiguration. You find it in Luke chapter 3, 22, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, Mark 9, 7, and Luke, actually it was Luke 9:35. Luke 3:22 is actually when Jesus was baptized. Okay. Verse 19. All right. Oh, excuse me. Where are we? Okay. Verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. We know the phrase. It is God declaring his Son. Okay. Verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Okay. Verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. Here we go. Start listening. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until, you can go ahead and circle that word in your notes, until the day dawn and the day star arise. Where? Before your natural eyes? No. In your hearts. Remember, that's it. The heart turns to the Lord. The veil is removed. We, beholding the glory of God, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are changed in that same image from glory to glory. Let there be light. The light appears in our hearts. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For God, who commanded, showing the old covenant versus new covenant, what takes place still, its testimony. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined, once again, now it's Paul declaring, in our hearts. To give what? The light, there we go, of the knowledge of the glory of God, which is the light of the Lamb, the light, it's in the Lamb, the light of the Lamb, in the face of Jesus Christ. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Here it is, all the prophecy, right there. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Brother, sister, here's the light that's shining in a dark place, that we may behold that light, okay? Until you see the light, okay, I'll just say this, you see the light of the testimony, you're going to find it in the face of Jesus Christ. You will find it in the Lamb of God. For the Lamb is the light thereof, right? What does John the Baptist say? Behold the Lamb of God. There you go. What is he saying? Behold the light of God. That's very simple. It's very simple. All right. That whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Until, here the light is shining, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. It's not good enough to see Christ in the testimony. No. It's not good enough to see Christ in the testimony. That is not the end. That is only, as it were, how shall I put it, the light, that we might see the light. Until, here is the end, here is the goal, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Here, it must come in here, not just from afar, right? Because Christ is no longer afar if you are born again. If you are born again, He is in you. Now, in here, till the day star, till the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. I want to talk a little bit about John, John the Baptist, because I've used him several times. He is testifying, he's giving testimony, he's declaring that which he has witnessed, the Lamb of God. We've heard it. All right. This is John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. I love this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Singular. Light. Singular. Of men. And the light shineth in the dark, in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. Verse 7. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Which light? Christ. The Lamb of God. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That all men through Him might believe. Verse 8. He was not that light. John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. John was not the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light. But how shall he bear witness except he be beholding the light himself? Right? John seeth Jesus and saith, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. The next day, again, John seeth Jesus. And he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. Verse 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Speaking of Christ, this is the true light, Christ Himself. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, a God thing. All right. John chapter 5, verses 31 through 40. This is Jesus speaking. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Verse 33. He sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that you might be saved. Verse 35, He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in His light. Let's look at John chapter 1 again. Verse 7, The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through Him might believe. Verse 8, He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light. This is John. He was not that light. But here Jesus is saying He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in His light. What did John have that caused, that was, if you will, a light? What did John have? What did John do? I'm thinking of those who spoke of John. They said, you know, this man did no great miracle. He did no miracle. But listen, everything that he spoke of Jesus was true. He had a true testimony because he witnessed the true Christ. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in His light. But I have a greater witness than that of John. There you go. Witness. I have a greater witness than that of John. I love this. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. The works were testified in the Old Testament. They were declared in the Old Testament. Verse 37, and the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. And there he goes, verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life. You found the term eternal life. You think you're going to find it only in the scriptures. And they, the scriptures, are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me, the person they testify of, that you might have life. And this is really any term. We can find righteousness in here. Hey, it's declaring Christ, who is righteousness. We can look at a term, oh, holiness, look at this. But you'll never know holiness except you know Christ, for Christ is holiness. All these terms of the testimony are declaring one Christ, one substance. Okay? So here we go. John was not that light, but you know, Jesus called him a light. Then what was it? His testimony. What he was declaring. He was declaring the Lamb of God. The glory of God found in the face of Jesus Christ. All right. Why do I say this? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Reproofs is just instruction. And I looked it up. It's Strong's number 8433. It's just instruction and correction. Correction, instruction are the way of life. What? To keep us, to keep our hearts. Remember? Guard your heart. Guard your heart. From there is the issue of life. Guard your heart. To keep our heart, where? Turned unto the Lord, that it would be beholding face to face with an unveiled face. This is Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Why? Because it's declaring a Christ that must be known. Still in Psalm 119, this is verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I looked up the phrase, the entrance. It's Strong's number 6608. You can search it out. In the Strong's Hebrew lexicon, it's basically disclosure. The disclosure. The disclosure of thy words. The opening. Yeah, this is the Online Bible Hebrew lexicon. The opening, the unfolding, the doorway. Opening and unfolding, the disclosure. I looked at the word disclosure. This is a Webster's 1828 dictionary. This is what it says. The act of disclosing and uncovering and an opening to view. Discovery. The act of revealing utterance of what was secret. A telling. The act of making known what was concealed. That which is disclosed or made known. What is that? Christ. He preached to them. The gospel was preached. The gospel was preached. They did not see him. They did not see him. That's what Paul says, or the writer of Hebrews. I can't remember which one. Somebody said the gospel was preached to them. Christ was preached to them. They did not behold that Christ. Always been there. The entrance, the unfolding, the opening, the disclosing of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I want to look at another passage that we've looked at several times before. This is Luke chapter 24. This is verse 16. This came to my mind when I was looking at these passages. Luke 24, verse 16. This is after the crucifixion. All right. I'll start with I'll just start with verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 84 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Okay? Jesus is there. They have no clue who he is. Picks up with verse 30. And it came to pass, now Jesus is with them, he's having a meal with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. Their eyes were opened and they knew him. A disclosure. The entrance, the disclosure, the opening of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. We've looked at this also before, the supreme witness of the Father. Let me write this down real quick. The supreme witness of the Father. What is the supreme witness of the Father? Okay, here we have the testimony, testifying of Christ, the scriptures themselves. John testifying of Christ, his beholding Christ, his witnessing Christ, him testifying that which he seeth as a light. Okay, we have the others, the apostles, witnessing Christ, declaring, giving testimony of that same Christ that they have witnessed. Okay, the supreme witness. All right, we can hear this testimony. Hey, like Jesus said, Jesus speaking of John, you rejoiced in his life. You rejoiced in his testimony. For a time you were willing to rejoice in his testimony. That's what he says. You were willing for a season to rejoice in his life, basically in his testimony. But his testimony was with purpose. Remember, this is what Peter was saying. Run to you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until... with the purpose of the day dawn and the day star arise in your own hearts. The supreme witness of the Father. Nothing less. See, we can declare what we are seeing in the face of Jesus, and it is as a light. But those that come into the house must see the light of the testimony. Can you hear it? See the light of the testimony. The light himself. This is what Paul declared. Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, verse 16, to reveal his Son in me. There it is. The supreme witness of the Father. Revealing his Son in. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. To reveal his Son in me. Okay, that has an effect, that I might preach him. Now, that I might testify of him. What happened with Paul right there? I'll say this. His candle was lit. To reveal his Son in me. His candle was lit. And now he has a testimony that shineth as in a dark place unto others. Until what? For the others. For what? Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Till Christ be revealed in your very own heart as well. Okay? The goal of the house, to see the light in the face, in the glory, which is found in the face of Jesus Christ. The Lamb giveth, is the light thereof. The Lamb is the light thereof. Right? This is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 and 18. Having this Christ revealed in Paul, now he has the same desire for all those in the house. Here it is. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not. This is my prayer. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. How so? Oh, that you bless them, Lord, that you help them, Lord. No, very specific. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, here we go, equating all this with glory, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory of God doth lighten the city. The Lamb thereof is the light. That the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We're going to go next to this other verse. I've quoted it. We've looked at it. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. For it is a new covenant. God is not on the outside anymore. No, the moment you're born again, Christ is in you. Inside hath shined in our hearts to give what? The light of what? The knowledge. Exact same word in Ephesians. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Of the knowledge of what? The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Nothing less. Nothing less. This is Paul's heart. He sees it. He sees this as the goal of God for His body. Right? That the body would be full of light, having no part darkness at all. Full of understanding of the glory of God that is present and found only in the face of Jesus Christ. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 17. I'll just read a little bit of it. This is Paul speaking. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, this is what I came to preach, the gospel of Christ, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother, but taking leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of what? Of His knowledge by us in every place, declaring the same, just as John the Baptist, declaring the same from beholding the Lamb, from beholding Jesus, from beholding the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, giving testimony, declaring that same knowledge. What? So that in the hearts of the hearers, the day may dawn and the day star arise in their hearts. For the same purpose, let there be light. For the same purpose, that those who come into the house and those who are in the house may see the light. The Lamb thereof is the light. The glory of God doth lighten the city. The Lamb thereof is the light. The glory of God found in the face of Jesus Christ. Okay. Genesis. We're doing pretty good on time. Well, I may not go there. Yes, I will. And I'll just make mention of this. Okay. This is Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. You've heard me share this. And God said, let there be light. First thing He does in His creation, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay? Skipping on down a couple of verses, this verse 14 through 19. This is now the fourth day we're speaking of. That was the first day. The first day is when the light appears. Now we're speaking about the fourth day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. This is a different light, brother and sister. The light in chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, the light, when the Lord says, "Let there be light," is Christ Himself. Then there are lights that what? That testify of that light. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. It's all to testify of Christ, nothing less, who is the light of the world, the light of life, the light of His creation, the light of the house. All right. This is, I found these verses after doing a search, and I can't remember how I got to it, but I was looking at it in the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, and these are just some of the verses that I was looking at that they had mentioned, and I just want to read those verses because they fit so well into what has been being presented right now. This is Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19 through 20. "The sun shall no more be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give thee light." Uh-oh. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall of thy mourning like mourning sadness shall be ended. The Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Nehemiah 8:3. "And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning," I love this, "until," don't you love this? This is Nehemiah. He's reading. I'll go ahead and read the rest of it. "Until midday, before the men and women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto" what? "The book of the law, the light of the testimony." Here's Nehemiah reading unto them, declaring unto them the testimony. Nehemiah had an understanding. He was declaring Christ. He was declaring the light of the testimony, Christ Himself. Okay? "And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday." The morning until the day in its brightness. "Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Declaring the testimony. Declaring Christ, the light of the testimony. And there will be many that will rejoice in that testimony. Why? Because you're testifying of what you're seeing. If you're seeing Christ, you're testifying of the light, right? The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. "The glory of God doth lighten the city. The Lamb is the light thereof. Behold the Lamb of God." And again the next day, John seeth Jesus. "Behold the Lamb of God." There will be those who rejoice in the testimony, but will not turn their hearts to behold the light of the testimony. And then there will be those who will rejoice in the testimony, so much so as the Queen of Sheba will get up in their hearts and will turn unto the Lord to behold the light of the testimony, to behold the substance of the testimony, to behold the Lamb of God, to behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And nothing less. Will not be satisfied until the day dawn and the day star arise in their hearts. Coming into the house, seeing the light, hearing the testimony, desiring to see the light that the testimony testifies of. "He was in the midst, and I saw one as the Son of Man, in the midst of the candlesticks." Christ Himself. I love that. Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. This is actually a specific prophecy of Christ himself. Christ himself, declaring Christ himself. This is the bright shining of the Lord, Christ himself. All right. Now, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 15. In the light, here we go, of the king's countenance, in the light of his face, in the light of the king's countenance is life. And his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. In the light of the king's countenance is found life. How shall we know the life we have received except we see the life we have received in the face of Jesus Christ? Let there be light. It goes on. Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. This is what I wrote. That know the joyful sound. Hey, that they are hearing the voice. They know the voice. They know the testimony. They know the declaring of the Christ. They know the declaring of the Messiah. Why? Because they shall turn to see the face. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. What joyful sound is this? Behold the Lamb of God. That's it. Nothing less than the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what John said. Hey, I'm on the Isle of Patmos for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ that I declare out of it. That's the reason why I'm here. They just don't like it. The religious leaders, they hated me for it, so they stuck me here. Just for this. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound, that hear the sound of the voice, that hear the testimony, what is being declared, and that turn to see the face, the light of the countenance. They shall walk. Walking in the day. Here it is. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. What a blessed state. Walking in the light of the countenance of the Lord. Hey, my heart's turned with unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. As the light shineth in a dark place, so the day star has arisen. The day hath dawned, and the day star hath arisen in our hearts. Walking in the light of the countenance of the Lord. This is Numbers chapter 6, verse 25. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. This was the blessing that they gave unto Israel. This is the blessing they wanted to hear. That's old covenant. Listen, the Lord make his face shine upon thee, brother and sister. That's Old Testament. That's old covenant. But now, in Christ, it is New Testament, New Covenant. The glory of God is in you. Listen, the Lord make his face shine in thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord make his face shine in thee. May your heart turn. The prayer of Paul, we read it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In you, the Lord make his face shine in you. The Lord reveal his Son in your hearts. It's the same thing. Because the glory of God now is no longer from without, but within, on the inside. This is Psalms 80, verse 3. Turn us again. Return. Turn back. That's the term, turn. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Verse 7, turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Don't you love that? Verse 19 of Psalm 80. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Job 33, verse 30. Actually, let me turn there real quick because I wanted to read a couple verses before verse 33. I just love this. Job chapter 33. Let's see. I'll start with verse 28. I think that was the verse. Verse 28. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. This is what the Lord doeth. Look at that. Gosh. Verse 27. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, I have turned, I have transgressed, I have turned my heart from, I have fallen short of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Don't you love that? He's repented. He's turned unto the Lord. Verse 29. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. The light of the living is Christ himself. Nothing less than Jesus. To be enlightened with the light of the living. To bring back his soul from the pit. To turn. To be enlightened with the light of the living. Psalm 56 verse 13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling? That I may walk. I love this. Walk before God. Before the face of God. Look at the term before. Before the face of God. In the light of the living. There's David. I think David wrote the psalm. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling? That I may walk before God in the light of the living. Psalm 36, 9. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. This is Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. O house of Israel, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. It was Jacob. O house of Jacob, we know that Jacob had the understanding of a child. O house of Jacob, come ye, come, turn your heart, come, be turned, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. I say all these things because we can only declare that which we are knowing, and we only know that which we are seeing. If our hearts are turned unto the Lord and the veil is removed, Christ is having his appearing in our soul. The light of life is appearing. Christ is being revealed in our hearts. There is light. There is vision. For the light is found, the light of the city. God is the light of the city. The Lamb is the light thereof. The glory of God doth lighten it. The Lamb is the light thereof. For those in whom Christ is being revealed, they are as candles. The light is revealed, they are as candles. Like the candlesticks. And what will you find in the midst of the candlesticks? One is like unto the Son of Man. You will find the Christ, the light himself. The very light. Remember John. He was not that light, but was sent as a witness to testify of that light. Why is it so important, brother and sister, that I declare this? Because that's the purpose of ministry. That our hearts would turn and behold the Lamb of God. Nothing less. That we would not come short. Not for ourselves, not for those that would hear our testimony. That none would come short of the glory of God found only in the face of Jesus Christ. It is so important to walk in the light, to walk in the light of His countenance. It is so important. It is a glorious thing. It is a blessed thing. The candle is lit in the revelation of Jesus Christ. When it pleases God to reveal His Son in you, the candle is lit. Why? Because you will only declare Him as so long as your heart is turned unto the Lord. There the Lord finds value. Why? Because the understanding is present. It is not I, but Christ who liveth in me, before whose face I remain. Therefore I declare what I see, His face, His glory, the light thereof, the Lamb. I love this. This is a beautiful class, a beautiful passages all throughout. It's nothing less than the Lamb of God. It's nothing less than the Christ of God. It's nothing less than the light that shineth, that is to shine until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Amen. May the Lord keep our hearts turned unto Him, that those that may come into the house and that those that are in the house may see the light. Amen. Lord bless you guys. We'll see you in our next class.